This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. In Iraq, an insurgent video released today has more about the capture and fate of the three American soldiers taken in Iraq last month. The body of one of them, Private First Class Joseph Anzac, was found several days after the attack.
But the other two have not been found. We haven't heard much about either Specialist Alex Jimenez or Private Byron Fouty until the militants said today they would put out the video. The Washington-based SITE Institute, which monitors militant websites, has seen the full video.
SITE stands for the Search for International Terrorist Entities. We'll hear from someone there in a moment. This video shows the soldiers' military ID cards and personal credit cards and what appears to be the planning of the operation that led to their capture. Here's what it sounds like. Now, on the video, the Associated Press reports there is a claim from the militants that they have killed all three of the soldiers. We're talking now with Rita Katz. She is the director of the SITE Institute. Rita, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And how did you get access to this video? Because other news sites are having trouble getting it.
There is a banner on jihadi message boards that the video will be released. And you are correct, Alex, that we got an early version of the video. This is something, you know, monitoring jihadi message boards has been our subject for a long, long time.
Well, what group is this from? Do you know? Can you identify the particular group that released this thing?
The group that released the video is the Islamic State of Iraq. Islamic State of Iraq is an umbrella insurgency group that contain different insurgency in Iraq, and maybe the most important and the famous one is Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Al-Qaeda in Iraq that used to be headed by Abu Mas'ab al-Zarqawi.
Clearly they have access, or someone they know has access to these soldiers because they do have these ID tags from them. This seems to me, anyway, to be clear evidence that it's a valid claim on these people's part that at least they have access to the soldiers.
They also show some other personal belongings, which we can't really tell if they really belong to the soldiers. They show, for instance, Visa card, MasterCards, and other credit cards on the video. However, the quality is not good enough, and we can't determine the names on these credit cards.
It's a very difficult question, but how do you take this report from the AP that the claim is that they have executed all three of these soldiers?
The narrator indicates that this soldier has been killed, and that is a response to the communique that they had earlier on, I think it was in mid-May, that if the searches of the soldiers will not be stopped by the American military, they will execute the soldiers. And that's what the video is basically claiming. You know, I think that we cannot verify the information in the video. You know, they don't show any evidence for the execution. We do know that one of the three soldiers have been found dead, as you indicated. And, you know, information about the Islamic State of Iraq / Al-Qaeda in Iraq, we know that they usually killed many of their hostages. I actually do not remember a case that someone who was kidnapped by this group stayed alive. However, everything is possible. Again, there is no evidence in the video that the soldiers are dead. It's just a claim that they had.
Rita Katz of the SITE Institute in Washington, D.C., a site that monitors terrorist videos. Rita, thank you for being with us on Day to Day.
Thank you. My pleasure.